Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. They also provide plumbing, roofing, and restoration for service. Call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Our friend Stephanie Luke from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is in studio, and she's brought a new person, the Director of Client Services, Virginia Gonzalez. Welcome.
Thank you, Jim.
How are you, Virginia?
I am so blessed to be here. Thank you.
Well, we've had some pretty neat things happen. Stephanie probably shared with you last time they were on the air about 4 weeks ago. We had a person call and say, gee, I'm going to make a pretty significant donation. And really, the purpose of this radio show is to let people know about your ministry. And we want, that's has several intents. First one is we want people to understand what your services are and how they can take advantage of them. But we have such generous listeners that when we let them know, it's almost like God speaks to their heart and says, yeah, this is a ministry that I want to be involved with. This is a calling that I have. And the most impressive thing to me about CareNet is that you have so many people that don't just talk about saving the lives of unborn children. You have people that have had abortions, and now they're fighting for the lives of the unborn now. And they've been renewed, and their attitudes have changed, and they realize the sanctity of human life. I mean, there's just so much to it. It's almost like overwhelming when you think about it. Mm-hmm. So, hey, let's get started. Stephanie, you are the executive director. And again, I mentioned that Virginia is the director of client services. So I'm excited to hear from her about some things specific to your clients and the services you provide. But I want to start by having you just again tell us about the mission of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque.
Thank you, Jim. Our ministry is focused on families and the unborn, but also the women and men who come into our centers. We have a message of life that we share with our clients, and we encourage them to keep their babies in whatever way that we can. But we don't judge. It's a loving, compassionate, professional clinic that offers free services. And we also share Jesus with our clients, too.
And I want to emphasize there's four locations.
And a mobile unit.
And a mobile unit.
And our admin office, right.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, you've made it so everybody can access it. And again, the services are free.
Yes.
You even provide, I know we kind of emailed this morning about Calvary Church has some diapers and things that they need to get to you.
Yes.
By the way, I'll help you carry those to the car after we're done. How's
Thank
that?
You.
But churches around town all have the ability to just say, hey, can you help CareNet? I know Legacy Church does quite a bit for you. You had a big fundraiser in their parking lot. COVID's such a weird thing. But everybody's improvising and being creative, and that fundraiser went well. We've mentioned that people have donated money to the organization. You also have volunteers. So these are free services, and they're not just available to people of faith. They're available to everybody.
That's right. Absolutely.
If you've terminated a pregnancy in your past, people are still welcome at CareNet, right?
Of course. Of course.
Because there is some trauma that they may not have, you know, they could have been 16 years old and 30 now and still feeling bad about it. You would love to talk to people like that.
Yes.
And
yes.
Minister to them.
That's right. Yes. Virginia and myself would not be here at CareNet if that were the case. So
yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Our Morning to Joy program offers that for post-abortive women. And unfortunately, there's many of us, and I was one of them who silently sat in the church for many years, forgiven and set free, but still under bondage to the choice I had made at one point. And I can speak volumes as to how important it is to realize that truly we are forgiven, and not to give the enemy any stronghold in any area of our lives as godly women. But we do sit silently. It is a decision that we grapple with, because when you have an abortion, it was a choice. So you don't have the ability to mourn for that child openly the way that you do for the loss of another child. Mm-hmm. And I recently lost my son in August,
oh,
and at the age of 40. And he died from falling from a cliff, tragically. So now I have two tragic losses. One from a lie, which is choice, and then the other, of course, a tragedy that happened. And we know that life is not perfect and we have to trust God. But in that, to say to you, had I not gone through post-abortive ministry and reconciled that in my life as a believer, losing my son in August would have been, it's devastating, mm-hmm. but it would have been much more difficult, as right away both losses became very acute in my life. So instead of sitting silent in the pews, I think there is an opportunity for us to reach out to women and realize that we're forgiven and set free, and we have to allow God to reconcile that in our heart. But I'm grateful, like Stephanie just said, we wouldn't be here. Because I think because of that, we know God turns all things to good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Ashes to beauty. Isaiah 61. And in that, I have such gratitude to be able to serve him in the position that I'm in at CareNet. And I just encourage anyone who's walking around silently wounded to reach out. We love you, and God loves you even more.
Mm-hmm. Well, that pretty much sets the groundwork for why you enjoy being the client services mm-hmm. director, because you know what the clients are going through.
I do. I do. And indirectly and directly, I get to be a servant to the people that are at the front lines that are doing the work. As a director, you look at it as a leadership position, but you know Jesus' demonstration was to wash the feet of the disciples. So in the position that I'm in, as I'm brand new and I'm learning, the training wheels are on, but I feel a lot like Forrest Gump. The braces are falling off as I'm running. But at the same time, I am acutely aware of the role that I'm in. Yes, it is a supervisory role. There is a lot of responsibility, but it's a position of servanthood. And the directors that are in the front lines doing the work, the nurse managers, the RDMS is doing the ultrasounds, the volunteers that are advocating and talking directly with the clients themselves and sharing the good news of Jesus and educating them and giving them the resources, because many of them don't even understand what abortion really is. Most people who are pro-choice don't really even understand what that means. And I am honored and privileged to be in this position. And so, yes, I do know what it is like to be a client. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see my unborn child on a ultrasound back in, I think it was in 1986, 87. I don't know if it would have changed my mind or not, but I know one thing for sure. I wouldn't have the heart that I have right now for the ministry had I not gone through that and the understanding I have.
So when a young person is overwhelmed with emotion about an unwanted pregnancy, Virginia can stand in front of them. Stephanie can stand in front of them and say, look, we actually know what you're going through.
That's right. Yes. Yes. And we want these women to feel welcome, to know that they're in good hands, and that they're going to be taken care of. They don't need to rush to make a decision. And whatever decision they make, we're going to be there for them so they can come back. And if they want to get another pregnancy test in the future, we welcome them. We welcome them.
And Stephanie, the pressure isn't just coming from their own emotions and the plans that they may have made for themselves that they think are now going to be destroyed by an unwanted pregnancy. There's pressure from family members,
yes.
and maybe your job is mm-hmm. pressuring you. I mean, I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. And you really help people walk through that.
Yes, yes. And a lot of the times their partners also are a factor in their decision. So that's why we have a fatherhood program, and we have male advocates that can work with our male clients to support them in supporting their partner. And that really it encourages them to want to make a decision for life, typically.
This might sound like a trivial question, but I think it might be the most important question. When a child is saved, that is really a big deal to you, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we have praise stories that we share with each other. We share wins every week. The staff does. So we have stories, and we brought a couple today, too.
Yeah, so. Let's go to them. Let's share one of those with
you. Okay, well, so I'm going to share a story from our Northeast Heights that just took place very recently, just a couple weeks ago, maybe less than that. So this is from the director, and she said it was an hour before closing, and there weren't any more clients scheduled for the day. And then they heard a knock at the door, and a young lady asked if she could have an STI test, and they agreed and for her to come on in and fill out paperwork. Well, the nurse had contact with her at first and then ran the test, and she walked back to the counseling room to meet with the client, and she started sharing the client was sharing that she was sorry for running late and for her appointment, and the director told her it wasn't a problem, and she felt a little confused because she was a walk-in client, so there wasn't even an appointment. And so they went through the STI packet and answered her questions. And then the client's phone rang, and she mentioned it was strange that Planned Parenthood was calling her when she was already at Planned Parenthood. So she thought she was at Planned Parenthood, and we are located right next door to Planned Parenthood intentionally. So clearly she had mixed us up with the wrong place. And they assured her it was okay that CareNet was there to provide services that she needed that were free and confidential, professional. We're medical, licensed medical professionals are in our office, too. So we could help her. And, again, there was no charge. So she was relieved, and she didn't even know a place like CareNet existed. So then, of course, we go into sharing Jesus with our clients. And so she asked the client if she had a faith, and the client answered that with these times of the pandemic, the STIs, broken relationships, and everything else going on, she didn't know what to believe. And so the client allowed her to share the gospel message with her, and she prayed to receive Christ. Mm. So there was a peace that came over her. She shared that, and so on the exit form that we give our clients, she marked that she did make a decision for Jesus. And also she understood life, too, because even though they may not come in for a pregnancy test, we do still explain abortion because it's about educating, too. So thank you.
Is there still a stigma associated with sexually transmitted diseases? Is that a really delicate kind of thing that people don't necessarily want to have anybody know about?
I don't think that they want people to necessarily know about it, but I will say the shame is a lot less than it used to be. So when we're up at UNM and doing free STI and pregnancy tests, students will stand in line and get those tests.
Well, I think it's important that people do take the test. Mm-hmm. Again, it's all treated confidentially. You have a professional medical operation in each one of your locations. But it's important because even though you may not be noticing a lot of symptoms, mm-hmm. that can make it so you can't have children mm-hmm. and create all kinds of other health issues mm-hmm. if you don't get those addressed early.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I did want to mention something to you as you talked about the client services director position, and I mentioned supporting the directors. But I also wanted to make sure that the volunteers are part of that position as well. Mm-hmm. And they are a very important part of what we do. Without our volunteers, there's a lot that we would not be able to do. And part of my position is I get to be the first person that gets to meet them. I get to screen them and visit with them, pray with them. And all the volunteers that I have met so far, being new in this position, I have to tell you, CareNet is, and you're in ministry as well, and I've been in ministry staff in the past. I have never seen in my lifetime, such dedicated people. These are people who have served in the ministry for years. And I'm really encouraged to see new faces, new godly men and women stepping in, wanting to be an example to fathers, which we need very desperately in the world that we live in. And then also godly women to step in and be examples to our young women as well and share the love of Christ. So I wanted to make sure and mention the volunteers.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the volunteers and who you're looking for. I want to talk about ages, can young, you know, high school kids to college kids to 60-year-olds volunteer. We'll actually talk about that when we come back. Stephanie Luke and Virginia Gonzalez with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque with us this afternoon. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. You'll get none of the hocus pocus, hokey pokey stuff the other guys try to pull. So here's the deal. We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Come see why others rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaña, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
At Krecker Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecker Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKreckerLawFirm.com. The C-R-E-C-C-A LawFirm.com.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Thanks, Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage, for sponsoring the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Virginia Gonzalez and Stephanie Luke with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque in studio with us. Always very dramatic when I talk to you ladies. I kind of get fired up, but I also have a little bit of sadness in the back because there are so many babies being aborted. Virginia, you were talking about volunteers before the break. I want to know who can volunteer. Are we looking for men, women, what age group? What limitations? Who can volunteer and who can be part of the ministry?
Men and women who are surrendered to the will of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and want to impact the lives of those who find themselves in difficult situations and want to just be a light. That's really ultimately. And if they're interested, they can find us. And we encourage churches, believers to step out in faith and pray. That's the main thing. Pray about serving, because we don't want to do anything in the flesh. We want to be spirit-led, and this is not a ministry where you volunteer to take out the, you know, take out the trash or clean a bathroom or anything.
Although that is, that does happen.
Part of that. But, and there are roles within, and Stephanie can talk more about some of the roles, but what I would say is, be very prayerful and be spirit-led in your decision to step up. And then we'll meet, you'll meet me, and then we'll go from there. And there's application and training. There's a process, and there's several places that you can volunteer. But Stephanie, would you like to add?
Sure. Yes, we have need for volunteers in so many different areas. A client advocate would actually work with a client. So that's where we would have training involved. And we have four centers and a mobile unit. As Jim mentioned earlier, we have our Northeast location, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, and Moriarty. And we also have need for help on the sidewalk at the late-term abortion facility with our medical mobile unit. You can also volunteer just if you, that's just not your thing and you want to be a part and maybe mailings or events and helping with that as well. We just have a lot of need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Special month this month that you're celebrating.
It's the Sanctity of Human Life Month. And so churches can get involved by, you can come to our website actually if you're interested in receiving flyers or a 1 minute video to share at your, in your congregation or on a Zoom meeting. If you're meeting through Zoom, just go to carenetabq.org and go to the events page, and that 1 minute video is there. And then we have flyers as well.
And you'll provide those. Off the air, we were talking about, our station is located on the campus of Calvary Church. Calvary Church has made some donations of toys, and they've made some donations. We'll talk about that in a second. But the real purpose of us sharing that is there's a lot of churches that need to be doing the same type of thing because you're located in so many different locations. So you have a location in Moriarty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to all the churches in Moriarty. Yes. They can really come alongside you and help you minister to families and young women that are just terrified about this pregnancy. Rio Rancho?
Yes.
Got a location in Rio Rancho?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Rio Rancho churches, here we go. I'm going to talk out to my friends. My friend Chris Franklin, one of the pastors at Awaken Church, brand new church up in Rio Rancho. I know those guys would really be great for you and to come alongside you. And then where are the other two locations?
Los Lunas.
Yes. Okay.
And then our Northeast Heights location.
Hey, there's some Tiger fans and, you know, I know, down in Los Lunas, that is a storied tradition of athletics and excellence in that community. So, come alongside CareNet and, of course, your location in Albuquerque, and we have some very generous people to listen to the station. I can't imagine that you've both shared your own personal testimonies, and there are people that are sitting listening to the radio right now that are just overwhelmed with guilt still, Virginia, and you want them to come and work and experience the glory of being healed and, more importantly, maybe see God work in their lives,
Absolutely.
In somebody else's life.
Absolutely. There is power in serving God because you know that He is the one in the business of redeeming and restoring. He's in the restoration business. We're just the tools. And when you realize that and you think you're a tool, you look at the sins of your past, and even, you know, we're not perfected yet. We're still on this side of heaven, but He sharpens us. He prepares us for the use in ministry. And I think that all the experience, there's a scripture, I can't recall it by memory, but says that the things we go through, we turn around and we're able to use those things to minister to others and give Him glory. If you're in pain, if you're struggling in any situation and we can help you, that's what CareNet's here for. We understand. We love you. Jesus loves you. And no one would ever hold over. God, our Savior doesn't hold over on us. He sets our sins as far as the east is the west, and He remembers them no more. And so we are that loving representative of Him. I do want to tell you, though, that our churches are amazing. And yes, Calvary has really contributed, but I want to kind of give a quick shout out on a little story that happened during the holiday season. There was a woman with 6 kids that came to our state. She escaped a abusive situation. A sister of hers helped her get some help. Well, anyway, long story short, she was able to come to our center in East Mountains, and we were able to not just plug her in with some toys for all 6 kids so she could rewrap them so those children had a Christmas from their mom. Mm. The local, and that came from Calvary.
Yes,
we came here and picked up a boatload of toys, and we were able to distribute them and bless all of our centers and be able to give those out. And we're still giving them out. That's how many toys we had.
That's fun.
And, the local church, you said local churches,
yes.
Mountain Valley Church,
awesome.
Actually rallied on December 23rd of last year, and they put together a $165 gift card. So the mom was also able to buy Christmas meal and contribute to the family's Christmas so that they could have a nice meal and presents. Our churches are vital to what we do. Our believers and the people that donate, our donors, are very vital to what we do. Volunteers, every area.
I want people to be excited about what you're saying, but I also want them to understand that there's some challenges here. When Stephanie talks about working on the sidewalk in front of a late-term abortion clinic next to the medical mobile unit. People might understand how crazy that ministry is, because what you have, Stephanie, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have a woman that is going into the late-term abortion clinic, and we've already talked about how much money is involved and how much money these abortion clinics make. Does CareNet make a bunch of money when you stop a pregnancy being terminated?
Absolutely not. No, we make $0.
So your motivation is really for them, to love them and to care about them. And here's the amazing thing, and you've shared this 100 times, but I'm going to say it 5,000 more times. 85% of the women that will pause and let you do an ultrasound, and they get to see their baby, not the product of conception, but the baby, you end up having a very large percentage of those women decide not to terminate.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
And you know what I learned recently? This was crazy cool when I found this out. They love for the dads to go in. And now with all the restrictions, it's COVID. Been difficult. Yeah. But when the dads do go in and we're able to have them go into the ultrasound and they're able to see the child and they speak, the baby will flutter in the mother's womb. And it's really powerful. And all I can think of is when we hear the father's voice, how our soul quakes. And I can only imagine that God created us in his image. So when the father of that child hears the voice of their biological dad, they respond to it. And oftentimes that's a turning point as well for the father. So there's so many areas that are impacted by the services that CareNet provides.
Well, and so many times, again, you said it many times, Stephanie, that this is done without judgment. Mm-hmm. All you are really appealing to people to do is to get a second opinion. Mm-hmm. Okay, don't rush to get an abortion. There's no deadline on that thing. Unfortunately, there is no deadline in our state. We have unfortunately become the late-term abortion capital of the world.
Yes.
That's not a list that I just don't know why we're on the top of every bad list. It just drives me crazy. But you're trying to do something about that. I want to say that if they come and get a second opinion, they decide they're going to terminate, let's say 5 weeks later they're having all kinds of guilt and they're feeling terrible, they can still come to CareNet be cared for and loved on. And then maybe the next pregnancy, they're just going to feel like a family's around them and they can have the baby and have peace and grow and do all the things that they want to do. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, we've only got about 2 minutes left, so I need you to tell us what are the immediate needs of the ministry and how can our listeners come by and help you?
Thank you. We always have need for prayer warriors, for volunteers. We have financial need really awareness. If you are part of a church, having a liaison for a church to get the word out in churches. And we also have a program for churches to learn how to communicate with women who are in a crisis pregnancy situation. So we do have curriculum for them as well. But yes, there's many areas and you can give us a call or come to our website to find out those.
And the website is carenetabq.org. Is there a phone number they should call?
Sure, they can call us at 505-880-8373.
I'm so glad to see you and meet you, Virginia.
Thank you.
God bless you and all that you're doing and the great work. And I know that there's people listening that are going to take advantage. And what I'm really hoping today, I don't know why this is on my heart, I'm just hoping there's people that will they will receive the forgiveness they're extended. And I don't care if it's because they terminated a pregnancy or because they did something else that they're convicted by. That's why Jesus died on the cross. You're released from that. Come to him with it. And then come serve with a ministry like CareNet, because that's where you're really going to be fulfilled and see God work through your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Jim.